877-207-7201.
It's Holy Week and the Pope is getting grilled, the Vatican says. Not so fast. It's not fair. The New York Times is lacking fairness in the way they are going after the Pope for ignoring abuse in one particular case. We'll dive into that. Speaking of religion, the Church of Scientology is saying, listen, get off our backs about these abuse claims. We're handling it internally. Next week on Thursday, we're going to speak to a woman who used to be the man behind Ron L. Hubbard and handled the celebrities for Scientology. She's going to blow the lid off of what Scientology does to people and the massive cover-ups therein. So can't wait for that. That's coming up next week. In the meantime, full body scanners, the TSA is saying thumbs up because it improves security, but does it? I know a lot of people concerned about privacy, including Muslims who don't want to go through and others for religious reasons and parents who really don't want their kids to go through the full body scanners. We'll jump to that too, but right at the top of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. I've always had a big concern about what's happening at our borders. Ridiculous. Let's not keep America safe. I don't get it. There were laws in the books, could have been enforced. We wouldn't have the situation we're in right now. Even if there were problems with some people coming in illegally, the numbers would not be there, not the numbers that we're seeing now. And sadly, when a good guy rancher is shot and it looks like an illegal did it. Here's a guy on a ranch helping illegals who were dying on his ranch, outside of his ranch. Just a good man, a good Samaritan. And it looks like he might have been picked off by the very people that he was helping. So now there's more outrage in some of those more Spartan desert areas along the border. And that's, you know, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, a lot of those border states. So it was interesting to hear what Congresswoman Kay Granger had to say about, first of all, where's the fence? What do we really need to see happen at the border? And when are we going to get some kind of a relief, especially now that we have the heat back on the problem, sadly, thanks to the rancher dying? And right from the get-go, we're going to let you hear what she had to say on one of the cable news programs.
I have requested 250 National Guard to be sent to the border and immediately. And, of course, people always question me about can I call them forward, and I can, and I haven't ruled that out. But the fact of the matter is it's not Arizona's responsibility. It is the federal government's responsibility, right, well, and we don't have the money.
Well, we're doing a lot. We are sending three Black Hawk helicopters. We just transferred the money to direct those helicopters to Mexico. We had a very high-level meeting on Mexican security just a week ago. Secretary Clinton was there, Admiral Mullen, to see what needs to be happening. There has to be a change from military action to police action with lots of police training. And we have to protect those towns because we're protecting our border. We have drug cartels that are going into towns and say, get out of here. We own this town now and we'll kill you if you stay. And so they're rushing to our border saying, take us in as refugees. So there must be some very close attention paid to the violence on the border.
Do you think
from spilling over into the United States? I don't think that we are giving everything we need. That's why I called for a security assistance hearing as soon as we return after this break and really listen to what is needed. They tell us they need sensors, they need more people, and they certainly need equipment.
All right, so it's time to get the equipment down there and figure out what we really need to do along the border. The entire time I've been a talk show host, we've been talking about this, even when I was doing exclusively sports talk 10 years ago. It's the same old subject. We keep beating it over and over again, but yet only little things are done, and they're done, frankly, half-assed. Like the idea, let's build the wall, it'll cost us a fortune, oh, it's not really working, now we need infrared. But didn't we know this? Wasn't this part of the discovery process of, okay, figure out what to do. Here are some of the solutions. This is what happens. You can build it, and you can build a wall that Humpty Dumpty couldn't make his way up and even fall over, and it doesn't matter. There will always be a way to get through. And now when you have people that are living in the border that, frankly, I mean, why would you want to live in the border, but that would only push it forward? It's mostly you're talking about ranches, and you're talking about very small areas. How scary is it for them with people who are have no regard for life coming across just to push drugs, or human traffickers trying to get their cargo across, or those rape trees that you see that they have in Arizona that are right pushed right before the border. So the stories are also sad of those that are being pulled in or trafficked in or whatever you want to call it. But the safety of the people along that border, it's outrageous now what we're seeing. And it's gotten worse, and a lot of that has to do with the element, too, that's coming in. It's not always the person who's looking for the job. It's people running from the law. It's the drug cartel guys trying to get their stuff over. And it's much easier to figure out a new tunnel, a new way to do it, where there are a handful of people you have to get through. That's why you heard at the top of, right before Kay Granger, that was the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, calling for 250 National Guard members along that area, knowing that too much is happening there, and they can't do anything, they being Arizona, can't do anything to stop it. And she believes, look, we need help from the federal government. In enters the militia. Remember the Minutemen militia? Because they were trying to help along the border, and remember all of the talk about, oh, you can't just have people down there armed trying to help the Border Patrol agents who are so spread thin they can possibly cover the miles that they have to cover. So the people who come across get smarter at playing the cat and mouse game. It's time to get serious about this, because seriously, it's so crippling to the United States. If there is going to be some kind of road to amnesty or something else that is going to happen to cut back on people working under the wire, whatever it is, it needs to happen now and not later. This doesn't need to be something that's discussed 10 years down the line as, oh, remember when we were talking about, once again, for the 100th time, what to do about the illegal problem? So many people are talking about what should be the next agenda item, what should be the next push for Obama. Let's open wide open. Let's rip open the discussion on immigration. Why not? We are drowning in debt, and this is one thing that's also a killer in the United States. So something has to give. Forget the anchor baby thing. It's a big hit with the people having the babies, but it's not a big hit, frankly, with most Americans. I met a woman tonight, true story, from the Philippines. Took her 7 years to get her family over and to become a United States citizen. She did it legally. She couldn't be happier to live in the U.S. What is the key? She had to wait. She did that, came over, became a nurse, is beyond happy in being an American, and has no tolerance for those who are coming in illegal. I bet there's more people like that. How about you? 800-259-5791.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Day is gone. Here and gone for yet another year, at least for most of us across America. Yo, yo, Kate Delaney, hanging with all of yous, as they used to say in my neighborhood, across America in every nook and cranny. I went to see my cousin. I hope she's not listening. I love her to death. She used the word when we were leaving, I'll see yous. I thought, oh, that is so Jersey. Yous. You ever hear that word before, America? I know you know what I'm talking about back east. And sometimes when you're other places, people just look, you know, they do that double take. What'd they say? So anyway, no more April Fools. And I'll tell you, we were diving into this thing about immigration, and attention needs to be paid, serious, serious attention. That poor rancher who was murdered, that shouldn't have happened. I mean, this is the kindest of kind. You listen to these stories about this guy, and he was helping people that were stranded, that were caught in between and trying to come over. And, you know, ultimately, there's all these sea of nameless faces, some of them very bad drug people. And that might have been what happened. Who knows? They're investigating. They don't know at this point. And there should be some testimony on the Hill. At least one Republican is calling for that. That could start and become the catalyst for more conversation about immigration. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Kate, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, was this the rancher that was down in Arizona?
Yes.
You're kidding me. This guy, they killed him?
A rancher in Arizona. Yeah. Are you thinking of the same person? You're not thinking of, who are you thinking of? Somebody different?
Well, there was a guy that was down there that was, you know, I'd heard like he had, over the last 20 years, he had captured like 30,000 or 3,000 illegals on his ranch.
Oh, no. This is a guy who was helping people. You know, like sad stories where somebody was left for dead and he would help them or give them water or whatever. The sad stories, yeah.
Yeah, by the coyotes, they call them.
The coyotes, the people who could care less that were trying to make a living off their backs. And he helped them and then ultimately was killed by, they don't know, they think it illegal.
Yeah. Okay, you know, I told you a while back, you know, when the health bill went down that, you know, I think Obama's next step after the November elections, probably next year's agenda is going to be giving amnesty to the 12 million illegals that are here, get them on the health care rolls, maybe. I don't know if that's the way it's going to come down or not. But, you know, Reagan did the same thing. You know, I think it was like 3 million back in 1985. But it doesn't do any good to give amnesty, and I got no problem if they want to do that, okay? I mean, it would cost too much to ship them back and that amount of people, and it really took off in Mexico and all the other problems that go with it. But if you don't stop the flow coming in, you know, the problem just resurfaces again 10, 15 years down the road like it's done again here.
Right.
And, you know, I've talked about, the president putting 60,000 troops down on the border. You figured 30 guys every square mile, that covers the 2,000 miles, and get that virtual fence built. So, because right now the poor Border Patrol, they're just inundated. It's just, they don't have enough guys to cover the whole thing, you know?
That's right.
You know, the first thing is to stop the thing, and then not to sit back and say, well, you know, if you can put a complete stop to it, then you go to Mexico, you go, hey, here, we're going to give you 500,000 work visas a year, you know? People in, you know, 500,000 would be a lot of work visas, you know. You can bring 500,000 people here into the United States and legally to work, and you know, there's just, something needs to be done, because, you know, people, you know, like you said, it's dangerous for people to do that down there. They're dying out in the desert in the summer and the heat, maybe with putting some troops down on the border, and maybe with stop some of the drug cartels from getting their drugs across the border. There's a lot of things, but go, you know, if you want to give them amnesty, go ahead and do it. But, you know, I know it'll upset a lot of people. And, you know, I mean, it's interesting you bring this subject up again, Kate. And I'll tell you, you know, and the person you were talking about, how she legally became legal in the United States. And, and you know, I went to Ecuador and Colombia and learned, you know, with church and learned to speak Spanish. And I have a good friend, I tell you, you know, his name's Dr. Washington Zambrano. He comes up here about twice a year for dental conferences. And when I was in Denver back in the late 90s, there was a dental company there that he sent his resume to them, and they were like, what can you do to get this guy here? And I'm like, well, I don't know. What can you guys do? You know, and they said, we'll sign whatever paperwork we need to do to try to get him here. Because he's extremely, you know, gifted and educated in that field, and unfortunately, as eventually, to make the long story short, the Ecuadorian government would not give him an exit visa. They said no, because he's one of their professionals. They don't want to give up their, you know, sure, you want a guy who lives off the street or something like that, or, you know, unskilled worker. Yeah, they don't have a problem with him coming up here legal or illegally, but they wouldn't let him leave. And so, you know, he could have easily, all these trips he's made up here, he brought his family a couple times up here. We took him to Disneyland one year, he could have easily just stayed here illegally, started working for one of these dental companies, and eventually, you know, worked his way into citizenship or something like that. But his ethics, you know, and his beliefs don't let him do that, just like this guy you were talking about. So there are people that don't, you know, that want to come to the United States and want to do it the proper way, and they have ethics, you know. So what do you call the other people that don't? I mean, you hear these, you know, illegal or economic immigrants, you know, or something like that. Are they criminals, Kate? I mean, do you call them a criminal? I mean, they know they're crossing the border illegally. They're taking risk to do it. I told you before, you know, that you're talking They can make almost 8 to 10 times more money here in the United States than they can in Mexico. If I can make 8 to 10 more times the money that I make right now in Canada, do you think, you know, that would be a pretty big temptation, don't you think? So,
but here's the difference. Here's the difference. In Canada, I think some people could slip under the wire, and they do. But there'd be a great chance if all of us ran up to Canada. Trust me, they'd put out a net and they'd catch us. How many other countries do you think you could get away with staying under the wire, living under the wire, and surviving and thriving? Some, yeah, but not a lot. Yeah. Eventually, it all comes out, and trust me, they boot you back. But we're bordered by a third world country, essentially, so it does make a difference in, of course, how giant the United States is, and some of the areas we're talking about where people are getting across. It's a dilemma that didn't need to happen. This should have been nipped a long time ago, and there still would be people, I think, that would come in illegally, but not the giant numbers, Don.
Yeah.
The numbers are down, and actually the numbers are down of people that are caught and then are sent back and all that. But the overwhelming amounts of numbers that when we're saying 10 million, 9 million, 15 million, whatever, people that have come over a long time ago or are living here, all of that would be a smaller number, and it would be a different scenario. It wouldn't have been the burden on the health care that we've seen in the United States, some of the school districts. And sadly, it's sad for the kids too. It's confusing, and you've got schools. Hey, where I live, there's schools where they only speak Spanish.
Yeah. And, you know, and like I told you, you know, some of the restaurants I eat at, I see folks there, and they're the nicest people. I talk to them in Spanish, and I ask them, where's their babies born? Are their children born? They were born here, you know, the anchor baby kind of thing. They can't be sent back, because their children were born here. And then next thing you know, you're like, these people have, you know, they have no intention of ever trying to learn English, because why? Their kids go to school, learn English, and then they translate for them. You know, and it's like, they they need to talk to somebody in English, and they just say, they ask their kid to talk to that person in English, you know, but I don't know, Ted. I just, you know, if he gives amnesty and then he just doesn't, but it's just, I'm talking that they got to make a forceful statement down on that border, and, you know, and maybe sending 60,000 troops down there, you know, to man it is too forceful or whatever, but, you know, he's got to just repeat what Reagan did and, you know, give the 3 million that he gave legal status here, you know, and then not do anything about it. And by the way, real quick, what did you think about Obama's wonderful, let's start drilling offshore, huh?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'll throw in more of my 2 cents on that. I've been talking about it for the past 2 days. That, Don, thanks for the call. And the new credit report law, that's going to change a lot of things, because, you know, everything's based on credit. Stay with us.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So then, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
I said I was glad April Fool's for most of us was over. I know on the left coast you're still dealing with it, but you know, usually it's something that happens earlier in the day and early evening. I will say this. There was one prank that happened in New York that would have had my hair on fire. I love In-N-Out burgers. Anybody listening to me ever had an In-N-Out burger? The best. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they do to their burgers, but you can only get them in Las Vegas, in California. I'm trying to think where else I've been. Only in the West Coast. I have never gotten them anyplace else. I think it's only California, Vegas, maybe Arizona. But anyway, New Yorkers thought they were getting In-N-Out Burger outlets. There were posters on empty storefronts in New York City locations that were saying In-N-Out Burger coming summer of 2010. And at one of the empty storefront areas, people dressed up as In-N-Out Burger employees were handing out flyers to people that were passing by. So, it was just a joke. In-N-Out Burger has 250 stores or franchises, and they're all on the West Coast. A lot of people were made aware of In-N-Out Burger thanks to one of my favorite movies, The Big Lebowski. Yeah. Oh, it's great. Great movie. And Swingers. Swingers was another one. They had a reference to In-N-Out Burgers. And a lot of people have gone on probably shows, probably celebrities talking about In-N-Out Burgers or whatever. But to me, the best. Hands down. I don't know. I defy anyone listening to me across America. You tell me a better burger than In-N-Out Burger. It is. And only there can you get them. I think it has to do with the sauce or the way that the burgers are cooked. But that's a pretty cruel and nasty joke. But a very good April Fool's prank, I have to admit, because that's taking it to the limit. Where you're dressing up, you're handing out flyers. People are sucking it and they're believing it. They have actually joined in and think that this is happening. Calling friends, texting them. Oh my gosh, In-N-Out Burgers. People have been to the West Coast, Vegas or California. Probably the best one of the day. I don't know. So Don asked me about drilling. We've been talking about drilling now for the past two shows. In fact, the story broke when we were on the air. Obama lifts the drilling moratorium, and in Florida they have to come up with a vote. And, of course, really this has to go through the Hill. But I think it's a good thing. It's because it should have happened. The 20-year moratorium only put us behind the curve, made gas rather more expensive. And if we're going to be weaning ourselves from our dependence on foreign oil, we have to be able to produce some oil. Ethanol plants and the whole ethanol thing and all the green ideas are just not going to happen in the massive quantities that would be needed quickly enough. So the idea that we're going to go up and down the East Coast and now drill and do this exploration and get more oil, I think is a good thing. But it's interesting, Obama was not about doing that when he was running. It was all about green, and suddenly he switched opinions, and there are a lot of activist types that are fuming over Obama's decision to do this, because this isn't what they believed they were getting when they voted for Obama. So it's a big switcheroo on his part. But I have to say, I think I said in the last show, Fact Stu from Kentucky called it, and he said it too. It's one of the things that I agree with. This is the first thing I think I've really agreed with what the president's doing. But it's not going to produce oil, refined oil, for another 7 years or so. That's why you got to lift those moratoriums and start going for it, mapping it, doing the sale of the leases, all that stuff, because it's not happening overnight in the first place. All right, credit reports. This affects every single one of us. Isn't it crazy how much credit plays a part in your life? I get it when you're talking about financial things, when you're talking about buying a house or whatever. But the fact that people have lost jobs because somebody pulled their credit report, I think is outrageous. I don't think your credit report... What if you had a family member who was sick and you were trying to help them? What if your own child was sick? And what if you lost a job that you had for however long for some unforeseen reason and you were struggling? There's a million things that can happen to people as to why not everybody's running out and buying frivolous things and running up their credit cards. In other words, that's what I'm trying to say. So here's the scoop, the 911, if you will, on credit. It'll be easier to find your free credit report, and you can see who else is looking at it and how it can be used. So starting on Friday, a new Federal Trade Commission rule actually requires website advertising free reports to direct consumers to the government-approved TV and radio ads. It actually requires websites advertising free reports to direct consumers to the right direction of where they're supposed to be, the government-approved spots. And they're going to start to run ads showing what the annual credit report deal is starting September 1st. You know, you see the ads, and it doesn't really tell you that the advertised free reports are part of the package of services that cost, much more than you think. So when people think they're getting free reports with no strings attached, they're not. That's what it is. And then you get the report, and there's a bunch of other questions. What you need to know about credit reports and scores and all that sort of stuff. So here's the deal. When you get free credit reports, you get a free copy every year for from each of the credit reporting agencies. I know if you've bought a house, you've heard of them, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. That means you get free reports. They're free reports every year. You can request them if you're a victim of identity fraud, unemployed, looking for work, any of that kind of stuff. That way you know what's on your report in case a potential employer wants to pull it. You're also entitled to those copies anyway. So if your report, and this happens all the time, that's why we've had Robert Siciliano on from Intellius to tell us how to avoid identity theft. And what does he constantly say? You have to pull your reports to know once in a while to see if something erroneously is on there, which happens, and it drags down your number. I never used to do that, and I'm sure many of you didn't used to do that either, but you have to do it. You have to know why you're turned down for certain things, loans, whatever, you know, whatever it is. And who can pull the report, you need to know. Banks, debt collectors, landlords, anybody with what they call a valid interest, and that's the curious part. Prospective employers need to get written consent to run checks on anybody who applies for a job. Now, Hawaii and Washington banned the practice, thank goodness, because I think it should be banned. But in about a dozen other states, they're debating whether to do the same. But in most cases, they could have access to it. And sadly, that's wrong. And the sensitive information that becomes a part of that knowledge out there is wrong, too. Credit reports that go to employers don't have date of birth or the names of spouses on joint accounts and all that stuff. So, because theoretically, you can't discriminate based on age or marital status. Although what's interesting is, you know, there's a way around this. Have you ever applied for a job? You go to apply for a job and they want you to, you're interested, they interview you, whatever. But you have to fill out a job application. And part of filling out the job application, they want to know your legal status. So they give you a piece of paper and then you have to copy your driver's license. Well, anyone with half a brain can look at your birth date from the driver's license. So they could discriminate theoretically on that, certainly. So that's the scoop. The scoop is, in a nutshell, with, through all that gobbledygook I just talked about, you got to pull that those reports every once in a while, probably at least once a year, at least, so that you know what's on there. So if there's something that you never heard of, it's not you, whatever, you could get it off of the report and raise that credit number. And now, with the way the economy is, a good credit score is a lot different than it used to be. The number is much, much higher. Those FICO scores are so important. You get dinged for really stupid things. I've heard of stories where somebody's in the process of moving or they've switched banks or some crazy thing, and the whole time they've had XYZ credit card with a small balance. They've always paid it, and for some reason they missed this one. So it dings them so bad that initially it bumps up the cost in a house because of it. Just a minor, stupid thing. And you have to try to make those adjustments so that you don't get nailed for just an oversight for whatever reason. And I know people that have gotten dinged for just crazy irrelevant things, and it did affect them when they were looking for a house because it drove up the price. So you don't want to fall into that category. So just as a rule of thumb, pull it a couple times, as our buddy Robert would tell you. With this new free credit report law, you can get them for free. So there's no reason to pay anything to anybody or any crazy deal someone tries to suck you into when they tell you they're going to give you a free credit report, but actually they want your money for something else. You can get it without paying a cent. And if that route doesn't work for you, go to myfico.com, and it'll cost you like $15 or something. And then you don't have to worry about it. Then you got the credit score and you know what's going on. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you prepared, or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products, and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Boy, Hugo the Butcher Chavez tops odds and ends. He's been busy. First meeting with Belarus and cutting a deal there, oil for arms. And now Vladimir Putin is visiting good old Chavez. And Russia wants to expand their sphere of influence, I'm sure, not too far from the United States. It's all about oil and cash, baby, isn't it? It was a one-day trip to Caracas, and the idea there was the formation of a venture to pump oil from Venezuela's Orinco belt. And Putin is going to meet with Bolivia as well. And, of course, Chavez opposes the United States and U.S. policy. Is there any question about that? Chavez visited Russia 8 times during his decade in power, and he has definitely won over Putin by signing more than $4 billion in arms deals and inviting state energy companies to explore for oil. Venezuela alone supported Russia during the 5-day, remember, Georgian War in 2008, and also rather hosted joint naval war games later in the year. So Chavez has signed up for more weapons than he can buy. And Russian energy companies are interested in politics, I think. Yes, there's exploration and production, but it's more of a political move here. And they're feeding off that anti-Americanism process as oil prices are hitting high numbers, or had hit high numbers during the tail end of the Bush administration. And now it's obvious that this is why we're trying to wean ourselves off of the dependence on foreign oil. And, of course, certainly do as little as possible with Venezuela. That makes sense. And I know that Chavez loves this. This is now something he can rub the United States' nose in, it, so to speak, and he is loving this. I'm telling you, bad guy. I don't get it. I don't get it when people schmooze up to Chavez. Do they really realize there's a reason why they call him the butcher? There, people just do not really get what's happening, I think, in Venezuela. A USA Today Gallup poll says that Americans aren't too happy with the current president. 50%, or some are, 50% say Obama doesn't deserve re-election. As with any president, it's all about polling and numbers and taking the pulse of America. No matter what is said, I truly believe they want 8 years. They want two terms. So you've got unemployment, the economy dwindling, people who are underemployed. That's a crazy number that doesn't even get reported. It needs to be reported because that would make a big difference. So you have this healthcare overhaul, and, you know, now you have 50% of the people surveyed who weren't happy about that say that this guy doesn't deserve to be in the White House. Forget it. This is the deal. People are struggling. And that's what we're seeing. It's the economy, stupid. I think by now, don't we all get this? Maybe the wrong people are in politics. It's like the environmental argument. No matter how much environmentalists or let's go green people jump up and down, when there are struggles economically, this is always going to be the focus of whatever it is that drives Americans. Because when their personal wealth is affected, they can't do what they need to do for their kids, and they're struggling to pay their mortgage, and more people are working extra jobs. This is what happens. 26% say he deserves a great deal of the blame for the nation's economic problems, nearly double the number who felt that way last summer. In all, half say he deserves at least a moderate amount of blame for what's happening, not blame it all on what went on during the Bush administration. In the poll, 52% say they have a favorable opinion of Obama, and that's much higher than House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. You know what the number there is? 36%. House Republican Leader John Boehner, 29%. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, 29%. And Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, 31%. There's no love for any of the people in any of the positions on the Hill based on everything that's happened with the bailouts and then everything in between, and health care and some of the stickier things when it comes to, I think, national security. All right, moving along from what the popularity poll shows in USA Today and Gallup to this story. It's a crazy, well, not a crazy story. It's a sad story. It shows the changing of guard. It does have to do with the economy, too. Do you realize, and I didn't know this, there's a big auto show going on in New York, a really cool auto show where they, being the car companies, unveil the latest, greatest things that are coming out. And I thought they didn't have any money. Anyway, California, in the meantime, California's last auto plant shut its doors. And, you know, California was never Detroit, but they certainly had a pretty thriving business. So this was in Fremont, California. The workers just started to pile out with long faces. You know, here was the new United Motor Manufacturing plant. It was rolling up the carpets, taking out the soda machines. That plant made Toyota Tacoma trucks and Corolla sedans. The last Tacoma rolled off the assembly line last week, and Corolla production ended on Thursday. And this plant was in operation for 25 years. It was a joint deal, Toyota Motor Corporation and General Motors, but GM pulls out last year. Toyota announced that it would halt production. So almost 5,000 jobs were lost. Now the state is in a quandary. They're pursuing federal money, grants, to help people that were affected by that auto plant being shut down. And like I said, you don't really think of California as having a lot of auto plants, but there were quite a few people, judging by the number that I said, that were employed there, and it had been around for a while, and, you know, the people had kind of a sense of, I think, security. Almost anybody walking around today, I don't care if you're a trucker and you have your own company, I don't care if you work for somebody else and you're in a industry that seems like it's thriving right now, that the whole thing of the gold watch at the end of the day, and, you know, you're going to make it all the way through the end, and you're going to have this retirement party, and boy, those days for most people are long gone. In fact, it's all about freelance. It's all about carving a niche and working a couple of different angles. And you can tell there's so much upsell out there right now with corporations. I can't tell you how many times you get called a day by, like, Bank of America or your credit card companies. You may have two credit cards in your wallet, and they are calling you to try to sell you some insurance protection policy, or if you're knocked out of work or whatever. I mean, you could say, no, please don't call me again. I'm not interested. And you will get called again and again and again and again. The upsell is what it's all about now. Upsell, upsell, upsell. Because of the struggles of so many. And you're just trying to, if you're drilling for dollars, if you find the right place, you're going to try to get as much as you can out of that customer. And I know that you know what I'm talking about. Where even if you say, don't call me, geez, I'm sorry, it's not your fault, I'm not interested, I'm out of work, whatever. It doesn't matter. They will pound you over the head in an effort to try to come up with some kind of business. I'm seeing this a lot with newspapers too. And so many newspapers are just drowning. I don't know how they even afford to print them. Sadly, it is a thing of the past. You go ride your bike or walk down the street, there'd be a paper on every porch. Now, I bet. I wonder, this would be an interesting thing. I'm going to check this out in my own neighborhood. I bet it's down to just a handful of newspapers that you can actually count. Having said some of this doom and gloom stuff in odds and ends, I still say we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and you can always reach out, my friends, and try for that brass ring.